Well, the lawnmowers have just gone off and it's gone a little bit quiet for a few minutes, but the birds are singing. Oh no, the lawnmower's back again. We're going to go anyway. Lou, I want you garden this bit of the herb garden, don't you? This is your special area.
Yes, that's right. This is my garden. It's the herb garden. It's divided into different beds, and we've got several beds containing oreganos. And we've got a few different varieties. We've got a Middle Eastern oregano, Oreganum zatar.
Now, just before you move on, it's incredibly pretty, and it's got a very delicate little green, quite a cheeky leaf here, actually. It's it's much more vibrant in its green colour and fresher than the other oreganos at the moment, and it's really forming quite a nice carpet. What's particularly good about this? Because is it just the culinary side of it?
It's got a very, very strong culinary flavour, so great for all sorts of Middle Eastern cooking. Lovely, as you said, about the colour as well. Lovely, vibrant colour, especially this time of the year. Lovely if you crush the leaves between your fingers. And it's very attractive as well when it does come into flower, and will be a bonus for bees and butterflies and different insects that will come into the garden.
I'm just smelling it now and it smells green and fresh, but there's something a little bit minty about it, which is why I think I can smell perhaps what would work with the Middle Eastern cooking.
Yes,
that's right. Mintiness.
That's right.
That's very good. Hang on. I'm just going to pause for a second. On here, what we've got...
Right, we've got a Himalayan oregano here. Not quite as lush at the moment as the Middle Eastern variety.
Well, it smells a bit more woody.
Yes.
A bit deeper?
Yes, it is, a lot deeper. Yeah. You'd perhaps use that in a dish where you need something with a little bit more flavour. Maybe a dish that you'd use thyme or rosemary. It is stronger.
Mm. And then what's this one here? That's catmint, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
Strange, it looks quite similar at the moment.
It does actually. It's encroaching into the oregano.
And then
we've got some other oreganos in this.
Just have a wander over to the other section. Right, Lou, pot marjoram here, which is you said common oregano.
Yes, I'd consider it to be the oregano that most people will grow in their gardens, and people refer to it as marjoram.
Why? Okay, I mean, the difference between marjoram and oregano. Oh, now I'm not as.
It's sweeter. I would say it's a lot sweeter in flavour, easier to use and combine with different flavours, I would think, in cooking.
I don't like it as much as I liked that original
Middle Eastern.
Is it called zatar?
That's right. Yes, the zatar.
No, it has got a little bit more pungency underneath it. I think the zatar, I think, was more minty. That appeals more.
Okay. Yes, it's definitely fresher. It's a fresher taste, isn't it? This is very versatile. The marjoram.
No, I can see. Why is it called marjoram? Do you know anything about what the different names or what the difference between them is?
Well, it's just its common name. So people would refer to it as a marjoram rather than an oregano. But it is technically an oregano, which they all are. So it is a little bit confusing, but they're all edible and have great culinary flavour, but with slight differences, very subtle.
So we're heading over to another part of this garden now. Oh, look, I can see. Now, that one you can see straight away from the yellow colour. You can see it from quite a way away. This one is country cream.
Yes, that's right. So you get the attractive foliage as well as it being edible as well.
No, that smells sweeter. There's almost like a bit of a honey, a sort of dark honey smell underneath that.
Yes, you're right. There is a sweetness.
I like that smell. So that's very pretty, and that's very good for pasta and salads and bits and pieces. Oregano. This is another one here.
Yes, that's another common sort of oregano.
Oh, that's got that mintiness about it again. Strange, isn't it?
Yes. You can eat that one raw. That one would be nice in a salad, or you could maybe have a nice drink made out of that one.
That would make a lovely tisane, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Oh, I like that one. That's lovely. And what's the habit of this one? Is it a bit taller or...?
It's about the same. Some are a little bit more lower growing than others, but this one, about a foot, I would say.
Luke, can you tell me, with these oregano, growing them organically,
yes.
How do we treat them?
Really easy to grow organically. You just put them in some well-drained soil with a little bit of organic matter added, and they'll provide you lots of lush leaves. Very, very easy to grow organically. You don't need to add anything.
That's fantastic. And I notice they're all cut down to the ground at this point in time. When do you cut them back?
We normally cut them back when they've got their seed heads on. So we'll leave them for a little while so the insects and birds can come and get the seed if they want to. But then as the fresh growth's coming at the bottom, we'll trim them down at that sort of stage.
So you've trimmed these down quite recently?
It was probably before the winter, about that sort of point.
But you could leave them tidy.
It keeps them tidy, yes, and allows the fresh growth to come through. You could leave them completely over winter, but you might damage the foliage as well if you were cutting them a little bit later.
Oh, no, I see, because I've got to cut mine back now.
Okay.
That'll teach me, won't it?
It's fine to leave them, because birds will eat the seed, so that's always good.
I leave mine for the birds, definitely. Oh, Lou, thank you so much for talking to me about these. I think they're absolutely brilliant. And if I want to get any of these, are there any for sale in the... I'm looking at the garden centre over there.
Yes, I'd have a look. there should be some in there as well, because it's a very popular
herb. Last question. I'm thinking about blowing the plant, but are they quite easy to grow from seed? I can stop shouting now.
They're okay from seed. Yeah, I think it's easier to grow them, you know, just grow them on when you've got a small plant. But I have grown them from seed. Sometimes they're difficult to get them to come true from seed because there's different varieties. So I would get them from,
you know, they cross-pollinate, do they?
Yeah, well, they might just, yes, they'll revert back to their original form.
And I'm just wondering, do they have any pests other than people like me picking them and eating them?
That's fine, no, it's good to pick them. It keeps them nice and compact, actually. That's something to say, probably, that's important. If you do keep cutting them, you'll keep getting the nice lush leaves as well. If you leave them, they'll flower and then run to seed. So you can't, the flavour's impaired once it does start to flower and go to seed.
They're really nice when they're young and fresh like this, aren't they?
That's right, yes, that's when you want them, nice and lush and green.
And pests, anything in particular?
No, not really. Really trouble-free, I would say. Definitely.
So on the scale of 1 to 10, easy peasy?
10.
10 easy
10,
peasy.
Definitely. All varieties are easy. None are trickier than others, I would say. We've got a nice compact variety as well, which is useful for a container. So if you didn't have space at home to grow them, you could grow a nice low-growing one in a container. That's in the yard, actually. It still needs to be planted out, but it's a really good variety. But we'll produce lots of leaves as well that you can use in cooking.
They make a real difference, don't they?
Yes.
That's brilliant. Lou, thank you so much for chatting with me.
That's
brilliant.
You're welcome.
Thank you.